Good morning. This is Wilmer Kaufman speaking here. I wish you all, or greet you all, in the name of Jesus. Number here is 484-919-8850. For this morning, in Mark chapter 16, verse 16 says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Yes, this morning, the devotional this morning is more geared towards encouraging the Christian. Here this morning, some of Jesus' last words were, "Go, ye therefore, into all nations, teaching, making disciples, baptizing, and teaching them to observe all of the commandments that he has commanded us." Now, when we do that, when we go and we make disciples, or let's just say we see someone struggling and we have a desire to reach out and to encourage that person. I was looking at this verse. "They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Now, we live in a day where people do this literally. They take up certain serpents, and they drink deadly things as a way to prove who they are and what they are about. And in the last couple weeks, I'm not sure that I understand every point here. And I'm sure there's many different ways of looking at this. But one thing that has been revealed to me in the last couple weeks here is this one point. If we go to Matthew 4, here it says, in Matthew 4, verse 5, it says, "Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple. And he said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against his stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Now, this was a prophecy about Jesus from, I think it's in Psalms, about how he would not dash his foot against the stone. Now, apparently, this must have had a deeper meaning than what we get out of it literally. Because Jesus was there, his answer was, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Now, if we flip back to Mark 16, verse 16 or verse 18, "They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." The part that I'd like to point out here is to take up the serpent, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. If it was tempting God for Jesus to cast himself off the pinnacle of the temple, then could we not reason here and say, well, then if we literally take up serpents, we fool around with serpents, we take them up, we don't care if they bite us, and if we drink deadly poison and we believe that it won't hurt us, is this not tempting our Lord the same way that Jesus said that it wasn't right for him to tempt the Lord by casting himself off the pinnacle of the temple? So I looked at this in a deeper way, and I began to realize that there are some other things that we can get out of this, and I'm sure it's not the only thing that we can get out of it. But the one thing that I am seeing here is, when we go ye therefore, when we go, or when we reach out to those around us, when we see a need around us, the reason that we see need is because of the fallen world that we live in. The reason that the world is fallen is because of who? The devil, the serpent. Okay? So when we reach into troubled lives, there's a saying that goes a little like this. It says, hurt people hurt people. So whenever someone is troubled, it's usually because they are hurt in some way. So if it's true that hurt people hurt people, then what is the chance that as we reach into hurt people's lives, that we will get hurt? I would say it's at 100%. Okay, so in other words, as we reach into the lives of those around us, those that are troubled around us, and we reach into their lives, the chances of getting bit by the serpent, the devil, who is behind all hurts, is very great. Now, the thing that I would like to remind us, okay, first of all, before I go any further, the reason that many people, many Christians today, do nothing, absolutely nothing, when they see need around them is because they are afraid, they're fearful of the bite or the consequence or the results of reaching into needy situations. But if we go back to, or if we go flip over to John chapter 3, verse 14, it says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. When the children of Israel were bitten by serpents, there was a solution for them. It was the serpent on the pole. And if they believed enough that they looked onto the serpent on the pole, they were healed. If they got bitten again, all they had to do is look onto the serpent on the pole, and they would be healed. Well, how is it for us today? We don't have that pole. We don't have the serpent. But here it says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So the encouragement that I would have this morning, as we reach into the lives around us, maybe it's our spouse, maybe it's our children, or maybe it's someone outside the family. As we reach into these lives, and yes, we get bitten or we get hurt by the reaction that they come back or the assault that they see in our lives, and thus we're bitten by the serpent that's behind the problem to begin with. So as we reach in that life and we're bitten and that poison spreads through our spiritual body, it takes us down and we're depressed. And yes, we're bitten by the serpent. But there's a solution here. Just as the children of Israel had in that day, we also have a solution. As we are obedient to what Christ told us to do, and as we reach out to those around us, and as we are bitten, we can look to him. We can look to the cross. We can look to the blood of Jesus and invite him right into that hurt or that serpent bite that we just received from reaching out to those around us. We can be healed through the blood of Jesus. And when we are healed, it says, whosoever believeth in him should not perish. In other words, for those that believe in him will not perish. They won't be harmed by this fight, by this suffering. But now, instead of being discouraged or going down in depression or discouragement by some hurtful reaction from others, we can take it to the Lord, and we can invite him right into the center of that pain, and he will give us everlasting life. Just like it says there in John 3:15. Now, flipping back to Mark 16 to 18, then 17, it says, in my name they shall cast out devils. In other words, we'll get quite close, serpent, as we work in these situations. But it goes on to say, they shall speak with new tongues. You know, for those that are willing to be obedient to Jesus Christ, and they are willing to reach out and to make disciples and to baptize them and to teach them to observe all the things that Christ has commanded us. And as we reach out into needy situations and we do get hurt, or we do get bit by the serpent because we're messing with what he claims, and we know that this is going to happen because we've had experience in this, and we know that as we reach out into these lives, we are sure to be bit. But we trust our Lord Jesus Christ so far, and we've experienced his healing enough that we are assured that as we reach out and get hurt, we can just invite him right into what we experience. And when we do that and we're healed because of being obedient to him, because of believing in him and receiving his healing, we can now speak in new tongues. What does speaking in new tongues mean? I'm sure it can have more than one meaning, but the meaning that I'd like to get out here this morning is speaking in new tongues. Jesus came and he spoke in a new tongue. What was that new tongue? He brought hope, light. He brought truth and light and hope and healing. And the people were astonished. The people said, well, who is this? Isn't this the carpenter's son? Where did he get his learning? I mean, they're saying, well, he supposedly, this guy's unlearned. Okay? But this is where he got it. He got it from his heavenly Father, and we can get that at the same place he did. We can get it. We can get this by being obedient to our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior and our Heavenly Father. We can get that same new tongue that he had. And, you know, at that time, the people were astonished because he spoke as one that having authority. This is true authority. This is true, I would say this is truly speaking in a new tongue, is when we have a message of hope, a message of life, a message of healing. Praise the Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you.